Hello, this is a very sleepy Space Kate here in Florida. Yes, I've made it! I finally made it into Orlando Airport this morning. Got myself my special I'm a Foreigner badge from the NASA badging office. And this evening I went to see Discovery on the launch pad. And that, I can tell you, was pretty special. I can't quite believe that this is all happening again. That sounds like, I mean, it's a bad thing. No, I can't believe that it's all real and the tweet up has come round. I've been waiting for almost 4 months since I first came out here, packed my bag for 10 days, set off to watch Discovery's final flight, STS-133, it should have launched on the 1st of November 2010, and it is now 23rd. Actually, no. Has it gone midnight? It's the 24th of February 2011. And that, in theory, is launch day. Finally. So I've had a crazy adventure. I've been from Florida to San Francisco to Houston, back to Florida for a SpaceX launch, up to Portland, down to San Francisco, visited Ames, down to San Diego for SpaceUp, down to LA, visited SpaceX, X-Core, Maston, and then saw White Knight 2 and Spaceship 2 at the Mojave Spaceport, and then had a hell of a day yesterday trying to get here to Orlando, and I'm here, and you know, it was really wonderful just seeing all the people that, like me, have made the effort to come back and watch Discovery fly. It means so much to us, and there's a really nice spirit among the group. So walking back up to the press site and seeing a group of people I've not seen for about 4 months, and met them once, not seen them in an age, and we just got on like a house on fire. I walked up and I got bear hugs from all sorts of people and dished out a few myself, and then we stepped out of the freezing cold onto some warm buses and were bussed right up close to the launch pad behind a little fence. Not, you know, we couldn't touch it or anything, but we could definitely see it. And the RSS, which is the rotating service structure, was finally very slowly drawn away from the shuttle. And so for the first time ever, I saw a real shuttle with my own eyes. And there it was on the launch pad. There she was. Discovery. Our lovely diva Discovery. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be annoyed with her now. You see how beautiful she looks. Amazing. Really amazing. And for that sort of 20 minutes we were out standing watching while she was completely visible, suddenly I didn't feel cold. It was freezing out there, but I didn't feel cold anymore because I was just so overwhelmed with looking at this thing. Amazing. And tomorrow we get to see her fly. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. At 10 to 5 tomorrow afternoon, 10 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, Discovery should fly. And when I was here last time, I didn't buy the mission patch because we made a pact that in order that we would all come back to the launch, or the especially the two people I particularly made friends with, we made a pact that we wouldn't buy the patch until she launched. And then just over a month ago, one of the astronauts had an accident and was ruled out of flying on Discovery's last mission, and they've changed the patch to put in his replacement's name, which I guess makes sense, but I was kind of sad that I hadn't ever bought the original patch. And I was there at the airport this morning in the little NASA shop asking if they had an original patch, and the guy said, no, sorry, no, they're all sold out, we don't have any. And then he said, hang on, I might have them in a couple of minutes. So I stood there patiently, and it turned out the guy he'd just served was returning his patches and swapping them for the correctly named patches. So I've got the patch for the last tweet-up crew. And when she launches, I will buy the patch for STS-133, final mission of Discovery, which will be taking Astro Robonaut up to the International Space Station as well. So lots of exciting things going on. I you know how I squeak when I'm excited. Believe me, I am so so excited about this, and I really feel immensely lucky to be here. I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted, and I can't believe it's real. Once I get some sleep in me, and once I'm out there at the press site, looking at the countdown clock tomorrow, I will be excited, and I will be squeaking. So be prepared for that. Phew, in the meantime, I might see if I can just upload maybe one or two of my favourite pictures and share them, because they are so, wow, just, wow. It's a real shuttle. I saw it with my own eyes. That is kind of awesome. I knew it would be worth it.